This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very, very much. And I just want to mention something I forgot to mention last week before we get to the challenge that you gave us last week. A shout-out to the folks at WUWM in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for putting on such a great event and meeting all the people out there. So I wanted to make sure they heard that. Okay. Challenge. Periodic table was involved. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it came from listener Dave Taub of Eugene, Oregon. I said, take the name of a well-known U.S. university. One of the letters in it is a chemical symbol. Change this to a two-letter chemical symbol to name another well-known university. What universities are these?
What are they?
Well, it's Duke to Drake, and Drake is a university in Iowa.
And U is uranium, and RA is radium, right?
That's right.
Oh, boy. I got that from our listeners' win, frankly. We had only about 700 who submitted answers this week, and our winner is Larry Hughes of Tujunga, California. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve this? Are you a chemist?
Oh, I didn't do a cumulative. No, I'm not really. I've studied some chemistry. I'm actually an accountant more than anything.
So did it take you a long time?
Off and on, probably spent about an hour thinking of university names and going over the periodic table. And then I was finally reduced, I think, about Tuesday morning to thinking about how I would do a computer search for this. And I realized, well, like Duke, for instance, you could take the K for potassium or that U for uranium and then substitute two blanks in a search, come up with something like Drake.
All right.
So it came to me.
Great. You sound like you're ready to play today.
I'm ready.
Oh, listen to that, Will. Such confidence. We'll meet Larry, and let's play.
Okay. All right, Larry and Leanne, I brought a game of categories today. You probably know how this works. I'm going to give you some categories. Your word is madre in honor of Mother's Day, M-A-D-R-E. I'd like you to think of something in each category beginning with each of the letters M-A-D-R-E. For example, if the category were three-letter boys' names, you might say Mo, Art, Don, Ray, and Eli.
Sure.
All right, number one is books of the Bible.
Okay, Micah.
Yes.
Acts.
Yes.
Deuteronomy.
Yes.
Is there an Ezekiel?
Yes, there is.
There's definitely Ecclesiastes.
Right.
And the
yes.
R would be Romans.
Romans.
Romans, Ruth, or Revelation. Excellent. Your next category is first names of first ladies.
Ooh, Mamie.
Mamie, good.
A is, the famous hostess early in 1800s. I can't think.
Dolly Madison.
Eleanor at the end again. Eleanor.
Eleanor.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Dolly Madison, good.
Right.
I think you're on to the A, Larry.
Yeah, she was, A.
She was the wife of the second president.
Oh, Abigail.
Yeah.
Abigail Adams, right?
Yep.
And you just need an R.
Was there a Ruth?
I'm not aware of a Ruth.
You know this.
Well, I can see her clearly. I got her face in my picture of her clearly. Now, what was her name?
Her husband's name was Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter's wife is Rosalind Carter.
Rosalind Carter, good. And here's her last one. Things seen in a library.
Wow. Ooh. Encyclopedias.
Encyclopedia, good for an E.
Reference.
I'll give you that. References, reading room, uh-huh.
Atlas.
Atlas, good. Almanac.
Atlas.
Or, uh-huh, good. M and D.
Maps.
Maps, good. Didn't think of that. Magazines and microfilm would work. And all you need's a D. Where would you look words up?
Oh.
The dictionary.
Of
the
course.
The dictionary.
No fancy stuff here. Go straight to the root.
Wouldn't help to have
dictionary.
A dictionary in front of me for this game.
Me too, Larry. Me too. And listen, we have a new way of telling you about what you get for playing our puzzle today. First,
really?
Yeah. First, we'll
tell. What is it?
Well, we're going to tell you, as you know, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin. And for all the other puzzle goodies you're going to be receiving, you can actually go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and see the list of things that are going to be coming to your home. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Larry, before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
Well, whenever I get it on the radio, that would be KPCC.
Mm-hmm.
Recently became a member.
Mm-hmm.
In Pasadena, California.
You betcha. Is Tujunga near there?
Yes, Tujunga is an outlying northern part of L.A., and it's as close to Pasadena as it is to anything.
Gotcha. Larry Hughes of Tujunga, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you.
All right. Will, a challenge for everyone to work on for the next week.
Yes, it comes from listener Aida Das Havel via the internet. Think of two common girls' names, seven letters each, that start with the same four letters in the same order. Drop these four letters in each name and mix together the last three letters in each name to come up with another common girl's name in six letters. What names are these? So again, two common girls' names, seven letters each, start with the same four letters. Drop the four letters in each name, mix the last three letters in each name together to come up with another common girl's name in six letters. What names are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.